Yes, a very good afternoon to you and a good evening to everyone wherever you are finding yourself this afternoon. That is, of course, good evening to our youth, our elders, entrepreneurs, policymakers, and even consumers, you know.
Yeah.
This is the business and economic segment with me, Kaveve Themburuka.
And David Shombe.
Yeah.
Yeah, business and economic segment is a show that is dealing with reflection on Namibian economic development. We look at the progress, the development, and we also look at the areas which Namibia did well and the areas which need improvement. Yeah. The main aim of this is to provoke important economic conversation, and we also engage our listeners and looking for opinion, especially how should we build an inclusive economy in Namibia.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah.
And that actually brings me to today's topic. You know, in Africa, in our African setting where we grew up, we are so rooted in our culture and our norms, and we focus so much on where we come from, you know, the certain things that we don't do because of how we were raised.
Yeah.
And that just brings me to think, like, how can we, even just reflecting back on yesterday's topic, the one we had on green hydrogen,
yeah,
we're talking a lot about how the youth should actually join the table and join the discussions about green hydrogen. But then how do we actually, as young people, engage in these discussions, knowing that we come from a background where we are not even allowed to speak up or speak back to our elders?
Yeah.
Like, how do we engage now as young people in this conversation about economic building and the economy in general?
Oh, it's actually a very, very interesting conversation. And it's a conversation which need every person to sit down and listen. And it's also a conversation which need contribution from both sides. Because it's one thing to be a young person in a society which is dominated by or rooted by fundamental cultural norms, which is not wrong. And it's also one thing to be an active young person who contribute positively to the economy. Yeah, you know, Kaveh, you know, decisions that we are making, even if we are not aware, most of the things that we do, they are shaped by our backgrounds, they are shaped by our teachers, they are shaped by our guardians, they are shaped by people who raised us, and they are also shaped by the community where a person came from. Now, if you are raised by somebody who has fundamental cultural norms, there are certain ways that you are going to behave. If you are raised by a person who is exposed to, let me say, has international exposures, or you have like a background in working with people from different either economic, social, cultural background, you behave differently.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if I can just ask you, like, from your background, as a Oshiero-speaking lady, what are some of the things that you were not allowed to do, or some of the things that you were not allowed to do, not necessarily because you cannot do them?
Yeah.
Perhaps
because of my age or...
Yeah, just because of your age, you know, because of... how you relate to a person who you are talking to.
And I think actually the world is changing, because I'm seeing a lot of these changes now as the world is evolving.
Yeah.
And I think, like, I'm coming back from my background, and I don't think this is just me in general, even just the whole African society in general. Like, yeah. As a young person, obviously you're not allowed to, let me say, talk back to an elder.
Yeah.
That comes in terms of whether they are correcting you on something, whether they just say, you know, stand up and go do that. You just had to do it. And it still applies today to me specifically.
Yeah.
Like, if your mother just tells you to go do that, wash those dishes, go out there and take out the trash. Like, obviously you have to do those things. But then we also come to things like cultural things, like how you dress, for example.
Yeah.
The type of clothing that you wear, you shouldn't reveal too much skin. These are just, you know, in some cultures they are allowed. Some people dress a certain way and it's okay for them.
Yeah, you know. Look, no, it's something that that need to be interrogated, and it also depends on what we are saying regarding that that conversation. So the question now comes here, because when you are dealing with economic development, you need to be pragmatic. You need to be effective, and you deal with. The economic sectors which does not differentiate who is on the other side of the table. I'm talking about this because there are situations where you find yourself a young person own a business. A young person own a business, and in that business there are elders which are which are employed in that business.
Mm.
But based off our cultural norms and traditional backgrounds, you find a situation where an elder is disagreeing with a young person in terms of age, but in terms of rank, that young person is higher than that person.
Mm.
Just because I was born or I'm at the age of your parents, I cannot do this like the way you want me to do it.
Mm.
But these are some of the economic decisions that you make. Because if we are sitting in the boardroom and you are the CEO or you are the chairperson of the board, but you are very young, maybe 10 years or 15 years younger than people who are sitting, they are most likely to disagree with you, not necessarily because of what you are saying,
yeah,
just because of the age.
Yeah.
And these are some of the things which are a foundation of our cultural norms and traditional backgrounds. And, you know, when you are looking at it from a different perspective, you also start to realize that it's not always negative.
Mm.
When you look at on the other side, you also start to realize that, no, those years, ages were associated with wisdom. The longer you stay on earth, the wiser you are.
Yeah, because the more experience you get.
Yeah, the more experience you are.
Yeah.
But, you know, talk to me about talent, for example.
Yeah, you know, David, just like what you are saying, sometimes you find that it's a company, right? And it's run by maybe a young person.
Yeah.
And that person got there because, of course, they had the exposure, the educational exposure because of this world that we live in today.
Yeah.
But then also sometimes young people can be born with something. You can be born with talent.
Yeah.
I can be born with good communicative skills.
Yeah.
I can be born with, you know, I can direct easily with people, with customers.
Yeah.
I'm just good at that. I'm good at marketing.
Yeah.
And these are things that are just born within a person. Because sometimes a person is just talented.
Yeah.
And that has nothing to do with your age or where you come from or how you were raised.
Mm.
So sometimes we have to just, you know, give provision for people who are talented to just operate within their talent without feeling that we have to hold them back because of their age.
No, look. The question of how do you address adults or elders in the most respectful way.
Mm.
However, not moving away from the content of the matter. Because look at this thing. Look at policymakers, because we are dealing with economy. Né?
Mm.
If you look at most of our policymakers, there is a diverse age in parliament, for example. You find a person who is, let me say, 75 years old in an argument with somebody who is 25 years old. But through my observation, not only in Namibia, even in South Africa, there are points where it's an economic argument or it's a policy-making argument. And when an adult loses an argument, then he or she starts to say, no, these are just young people.
Mm.
No, these are just young people. And what do you know? I was born before you. But that is not the content. Maybe this young person, okay, he or she can be at the age of your daughter. But what this person is bringing on the table is more variable than that. So let us ask ourselves those difficult questions, especially when it's come to our economic development. So let's look at our...
Do you have a question you want answered on air? Have a quick comment you want to share with the presenter? Eagle FM's SMS line is now open. Send your questions and thoughts to 1040. That's 1040 for only $1.50. No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Welcome to Business and Economic segment with David Shombe and...
Kaveve Demburuka.
Yes.
Well, as we like to call it, you know, lecture hall one.
Yeah, lecture hall one.
Yeah. And you know, David, this whole culture talk makes me think back. Like, you know, our African setting.
Yeah.
Like even, you know, just growing up, even before the colonial times when we got colonialized and then we got influenced by the Western world.
Yeah.
Like even how things were ran back then.
Yeah.
Like I feel like the whole thing of the youth feeling like they have to stay away from these talks or they have to shy away from them is because we were just raised like that.
Yeah.
Because even back then, the leaders, the community leaders, the chiefs, in different tribes, you know, they were usually elders.
Yeah.
And these are people that inherited those positions from their parents.
Indeed.
And it was usually people who are older because, it, like you said, it came with wisdom. So people thought it was the wisdom thing.
You know, just before you go on, you know, especially when you look at now this thing of like inheritance of leadership, it has been good. Maybe people who brought this foundation to say, no, maybe your family was raised by wise people.
Yeah.
Maybe your son or your cousin. Because in most of the culture which honor these chiefs and kings, it's sometimes it's a cousin or sometimes it's is a son.
Yeah.
Yeah, mostly. So maybe you are raised by a wise family. Your next it was assumed that your next or your elder son will be the heir to the throne. But you know, sometimes, to be honest, people are not born with the same capacity or the same intellectual capacity.
Yeah.
And some people are just born not interested in position of leadership, for example.
Mm.
Yeah, that's why this thing is also neglecting otherwise people within that community who are able to do the job.
Yeah.
It's something that need to be interrogated because it's a traditional aspect which in some countries, those things went through development.
Mm.
But in some countries or in some culture, people are still operating from that line. Yeah, that's why now, if we are not questioning this thing, if we are not developing our tradition and culture, because tradition and culture, this thing also need to be developed.
It's true.
Yeah, you take what is working
and
you advance what is not working.
Mm.
Because remember, if I have to take you now back.
Today could just be Monday or Tuesday or blah day. Or it could be the day that TAFL makes your day. Turn today terrific. Just buy a 750ml TAFL. SMS your code to 77700 and you could win. You could make today chilled with instant prizes like TAFL bucket hats or tasty with kapana. Or you could make it lekker with one of 10 grand prize Namibia road trips and cash for you and three friends worth 50,000 Namibian dollars. See social media for more details. Make your day. Make it a TAFL today. T's and C's apply. Not for persons under the age of 18. Drink responsibly.
Do you have a question you want answered on air? Have a quick comment you want to share with the presenter? Eagle FM's SMS line is now open. Send your questions and thoughts to 1040. That's 1040 for only $1.50. No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store.
Yes, welcome to Business and Economic segment. Today we are talking about the way young people should address elders, especially when it's come to economic building and economic development. Yeah, before the break time, I was indicating that, Kave, if you look at what has been happening in our culture for a very long time, there are things which were done by either kings or chiefs. But most of these decisions were negatively impacting our young people, especially if I was a king. Let me say in 1800, was a king of a certain Oshiwambo ethnic group. I can pick any young person, even if I'm 70 years, I can pick any young person between the age of 16 or between the age of 14 and 23. Any beautiful lady, I don't care who that person is and who that person is from.
Mm.
And you start to realize that when now people started now growing up and they started now developing and the new ideas started coming forward, people started realizing, no, that is no. That is actually abusing of human rights, or that is actually raping of kids. Mm. There's no way you get married to somebody who is 13 years or 15 years, and you are 70 years, just because of traditional norms.
Yeah.
That when a king has spoken, people don't even used to ask this question. What state of mind was that leader in that time?
Mm.
Maybe it was Omagongo time. you don't know, but you have to implement the decision. You want to implement the decision. But most of the people who suffered, especially if you now have to bring it now here, if a young person is not allowed to make a decision,
mm-hmm.
most of the time when somebody is making a decision for you, it's mostly benefiting that person. Yeah. That's why we are not on that table. That's why when people started growing, they say, no, there's no way we are going to continue with these traditional norms. We need to change it. We need to focus on things like economic development. We also need to focus on things like looking at how we can build our future. That's why if anything is not working, if anything has been kept, our listeners must listen to me very well. If anything has been kept for a very long time and is negatively impacting the fulfillment of human life,
yeah,
that thing needs to be changed.
It's true.
Yeah, it needs to be changed. Yeah, that's why when it comes now to the aspect of economic development, let me tell you a story of one of my friend. He's a very young guy. He entered the military in I think after independence.
Yeah.
I think after 20 in the early 20s. In early 2000.
Yeah.
Yeah, that time when he entered the military, he was very young. Yeah, that guy is very smart academically, and he's somebody who is born with also talent. From training, he was a sharpshooter. He was sent to Brazil, was sent to Russia, Ukraine. Every time he's coming from external courses, that guy is getting a promotion. Now, you come to the point now, he told me to say, no, David, I'm going through a lot of disagreement. Not really because I'm not good at what I'm doing. People who are fighting me are the guys who are older than me. These are the guys who are saying, you are young, you are at the age of my son, or maybe my younger son, and I cannot salute you. Because, you know, in the military, it's a different thing.
Yeah.
You know, if my rank, I'm a full colonel, for example, and you're a private, they don't look at age. You have to salute that person. But this person just have to say, no, there's no way I was in exile. I was fighting for this country, which is very important.
Yeah.
But due to different circumstances, young people can also cry the land.
Yeah.
And then they get to the position where you have to respect them. Now, that guy, we had a very deep conversation. Then I start to realize that, no, this thing have to change.
Mm.
This thing have to change because it doesn't mean that you can only do it if you are older than somebody. It doesn't also mean that you can only do it if you... What is the word? It doesn't mean that you can only be listened to if you are an adult. That's why now our next conversation has to come to diplomacy. Because remember, when we are having this conversation, doesn't mean that we want to destroy all the cultural norms.
Yeah, no,
we
no,
want
no.
to find the balance
yeah.
on how to build our economy. We want to find the balance. But now we have to look at the aspect of communication. You know, communication is one of the very difficult things that most of us are struggling with. Because it's not necessarily about what you have said. Mm. It's how you say it.
True.
Because if you get into an argument with your mother, to you, your mother is just your mother. Either you are 50 years old, you are married, you are a director somewhere. When you come home,
you're just a child.
Yeah, you are just a child.
Yeah.
But there are also things now, when you are growing up, you go through life. Then there are also things that you say, no, our parents say we need to advise them. But you can't just say, no, you guys have been wrong. Even the way you raised us, it was not right, A, B, C, and D. I'm coming from now, you know, University of South Africa. I do A, B, C, and D.
Yeah.
But it's the aspect of communication. They have this thing in international relations, which they call the art of diplomacy. You know, with the art of diplomacy, you remain on the content, but you must be very careful what you are saying.
Yeah.
Without sugarcoating,
mm-hmm.
without insulting a person, but you have to get the message
across.
Yeah, we have to get the message across.
Yeah, and yeah. that's actually true because, David, yeah. you know, when our parents are doing something,
yeah.
we have to also take into account that they have a reason why they're doing it.
Yeah, yeah, indeed.
Because we have to think about where they are coming from, the experiences that they obtained along the way.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, no parent wants to, you know, there's a saying that says, no child can ask their parent for bread and then be given a stone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because no parent want to cause harm to their child or bring harm to their child. So also all these things, although they may come out as positive in our eyes, because we want to do the opposite.
Indeed.
At the end of the day, we have to remember that also because they are, our parents have our best interest at heart. So they want that also for us.
Yeah.
And just also what you were saying about communication and how we say things is very important. Let me just relate back also to a friend that I have. This friend of mine wanted to study IT.
Yeah.
Because he's very good at those technical things, the computers, the what. But then, and he was gifted, bringing us back to our issue of talent also, he was gifted at that.
Yeah.
But then his parents really didn't know that he was that good at what he was saying.
Yeah.
And they wanted him to focus more into becoming a doctor.
Yeah.
Because he was also very smart academically and biology was just, you know, his thing.
Yeah.
But then this guy was just passionate about IT. And then the way that he went about it to his parents is that he told them that, no, I'm going to go study in South Africa. I'm going to go enroll in a medical school.
Yeah.
But then when he went, they actually enrolled for IT. And at the end of the day, that caused a lot of stress to his parents when they found out. And I think it goes back to the thing of communication is very important.
It's because communication.
Had he just come out and said, hey, I'm good at this.
Yeah.
Why not take a risk on IT and I do it maybe for a few years. If you see that I'm not succeeding, maybe then we can try something else. Because had he just done that, the communication would have been clear from the beginning. Because now it caused a lot of trouble between the two, him and his parents, you know, a lot of arguments.
No, you're absolutely right. Because when you come to, because if we link that to the economic development, you come to realize that most of the gifted kids, most of these gifted kids, they don't speak.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't speak. And they are, in most cases, you can have, you know, extrovert kids who can jump up and down, who can talk. If they are angry, you can see it. If they are happy, you can see it. But you can find this kid in the corner who is observing everything. Then as a parent, your job is limited to what you see.
Yeah.
If you find somebody who don't understand human science or somebody who have a little knowledge about childhood development, this person will end up now abusing this kid, or you end up making decision for this kid, and you are threatening a person to open up and speak, and that is a very dangerous thing, because some of these people, they are very talented. Just because of cultural norms, you cannot say no, dad or mommy, this is my position. What you are doing is not right. I'm not happy with what you are doing. But it also has to come with communication. If I can tell you my background, you know, in our culture, when you speak, you can't look at an elder in the eyes.
In the eye, yeah.
You can't do that.
Mm.
It's a sign of disrespect. The person can even ask you, who is your father? you can't just do that. Now, things have now changed. When I came to Windhoek, I came to university, then you start interacting with different people. Then you come also to the setting where you deal with people at the international organizations. I'm sorry to say this, but in most cases, these are white people with the white culture. Now, in white culture, if you are not looking a person in the eye, you are hiding something.
Yeah, it's
now
true.
You have now to switch from how you were raised to how to deal with this person. And it's a struggle. Yeah, that's why I'm saying some of these things need to be taught, because maybe when you are looking a person in the eye, it tells a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can also detect that, you know, this person is just, you know, in especially from a Shivamba culture, you know, parents used to, they have this thing of advising you, but they are threatening you without explaining anything. You know, it's within our culture. They are giving you an indirect threat.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you are very careful and look at them in the eye, you'll be able to realize that maybe that is where that thing is coming from. Now, the very important question that we need to ask is, where are we as a country in terms of our economic development? What is the point of generational integration? Because we need this thing of generational integration. We have seen this with political parties.
Yeah.
It's a fight between young and old people.
Yeah.
The elders are saying, no, we are very good at doing this. We have been doing it for the past 30 years.
Yeah.
The young people are saying, no, the world has changed.
Yeah.
Something that took you 10 years to study, I can do it in a week. Because these days, you can have access to a lot of accurate data within 2 hours than somebody who spent, let me say, the whole year in the library. because things have changed. That's why now the main question that we need to ask is that how can we integrate young people with adults or with elders without destroying the foundation of our culture. So we are going to give open our line for our callers. We need the parents, we need the policymakers, we need the people within the private sector, we need people who are dealing with economic development to come in our show and communicate this thing. Our phone on the studio is
083-288-8401. That is, of course, 083-288-8401. Now, you can call in and share your contributions because we're just trying to really link, you know, the old with the young.
Yeah.
Because I don't think there's a need for us to, you know, we say we don't need the old people anymore.
Yeah.
We should just have the young ones, or we don't need the young ones anymore. We just need the old ones. We just need to link the two. Because this whole thing is like, you know, I can compare it to relay.
Yeah.
You know how relay works?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You start with one person, they pass on to the next, they pass on to the next. And that's just how life is. Yeah. We have to pass on the baton to the next person who's coming up into leadership. Like, how do we transition smoothly?
Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, in African culture, when there's a problem in a community, there's always this saying to say, no, the elders need to meet.
Mm-hmm.
The elders need to meet. But what you need to realize now, because things now are changing, some of the problems, they need the input of a young person.
Mm.
Maybe it's a technical problem like nowadays. Because if now, every time you have a problem, you say, no, the elders must meet.
Yeah, even if it's about you, even if it's just about your school, elders need to meet about you.
But you need an opinion of a young person, or you need an opinion of that person that could be, that can also contribute to that conversation. And I think now with the change in the economic...
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Oh, look at that.
Now that's a view.
The only thing that'll make this better is...
a Heineken. Ice cold, crisp, and refreshing.
Now...
yes, now. With the new Heineken 00, now you can. Wherever. It's made with 100% pure malt and 0.0% alcohol. Yes. Heineken 00. Now you can. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Hello, caller?
How are you?
Yes, how are you, sir?
The evening is good.
Yes.
Otherwise?
I'm well. Contribute to the conversation. What is your point?
No, if the old people are saying young people must respect them, we must also tell them that they always say, the Bible says, you must have respect of elder for you to have long life. We must also say, the Bible says you must not steal. Because there's no way we can respect people that are stealing our future. Ooh. And what I agree, my brother, we cannot have a country for 34 years, independent.
Yeah.
You can go research and look, check this.
Yeah.
This country does not have a law that's governing our mining sector.
Okay.
We are using South African regulations.
It's an apartheid regulation.
Huh?
It's an apartheid law.
Yeah, occupational safety and health and safety is an African apartheid law.
Okay.
That's why sometimes I'm beginning to what I'm saying. We appear to be not progressive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, what is your view now regarding economic decisions which are done without the contribution of young people who are the future of this country?
Yeah, no, you see, You see, the problem that we need to deal with is that thing. Mm. Every time when you speak as a young person,
yeah,
then you are being seen as a critic, you are being seen as anti-government, you are being seen as a person who wants to start another political party, you are yes. seen as a person with a lot of hatred.
Yeah.
That's the problem we have.
Yeah.
Why can't we agree in the common and we just build our country? Because I'm saying, for 34 years, and you don't have a law that governs your mining sector, you only using South African regulations. And a regulation is only telling you how to do it, but not what to do. A law tell you what to do. That's why you see these people in the mining sector, they are doing whatever they want, because there's no law that can be able to penalize or sanction them to go to the courts. You understand? 34 years is a lot.
Is that now... because I want to link that to our conversation. Who to blame in that regard? Or what should be done?
No, what needs to be done is that we need to enact the law that governs the mining sector. That's all what needs to be done. Because if we now start blaming people, should we start with Sam Nujoma, then you come to Pohamba, and you come to Hage, and you come to all the people who are minister and the executive director in the midst of mine?
Oh, then, that is not going to work.
Yeah, what we need to do, we need just to enact the law that governs the mining sector as a matter of ages. And I also seen it.
Yeah.
We have fishing inspector, diamond inspector. Why can't we have uranium inspector, gold inspectors, magnesium inspector, marble stone inspector? I think all the natural resources might just have inspectors.
Okay, I hear you. Look, now we have a generational shift, which are caused by changes in terms of. I want to link it to your point of enacting the law, especially the mining sector.
Yes.
Yeah, because when you look at now, we are going to have a national election in 27 November this year,
yes.
And most of the participants in these elections, these are the young people of Namibia. Now. It is undeniable that whatever the outcome, you have a legislative body or our national assembly full of young people. Now, I want you to give them a message, because we want to link this thing to what you are telling us to.
My brother.
Yeah.
I think I don't want to go there, because the only thing that you can see what.
But we can only change laws within from that house.
I agree with you, but as long as we don't dismantle the law of ECN that say people should vote from 6 in the morning and 9 in the evening.
Hmm.
Now we are a population. People, we are 3 million as a population, and the people that are going to vote, they are 1.6.
Okay.
In 1990, the population of this country, the people were around 800, and I think the people who voted were around
800,000.
Yeah, 800,000. You see? Yeah, but now you need to see to that people in 1989 they voted for 2 days.
Okay.
And their population was small.
Okay.
Young people are going to be crossed to be locked outside. So,
but they are dominating most of the parliamentary list of different political parties. How is that going to be possible?
But they are dominating in the list.
Yes.
But the major thing is that those political parties are telling you what you must say in parliament. You are not just saying it. Young people are being managed.
But what is your advice now to them? Because the main question which we ask is that you cannot move forward without your traditional background, but you can also not move forward economically without questioning everything which is blocking the economic development of the country, including some of the traditional norms. Now the question is now, how should young people communicate effectively to their elders, either within a political party or within the industry, because the aim here is we need to be understood, because this is our country, and we need to make sure that right decisions are made.
I do not want to go that route, but you are appealing to force me. Let me tell you, When preparation was formed in Namibia, it was never about voting or democracy.
Let's try to keep it on the line of the economy.
Democracy is not going to deliver anything for us.
Now, what is your view? Apart from changing the laws, what is your view?
Because we just need to get the best people to do the job.
Which are?
Because we cannot have 34 years of independence, but we have a country that does not have a law that's governing the mining sector. You understand? And that is telling you how, as black, we are not progressive. Because we are now in charge of the government, the parliament, position of responsibility, we are executive director, we are ministers, we are president. That's telling you, even when we have the red line, even when you have the land in the north that does not have commercial value, but all the presidents from, they are coming from that side, maybe except the late president, Ake Jingo.
Okay, we hear you. Thank you for your contribution. Let's give opportunity to other callers.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Mm. Cave. Oh, okay.
We have a caller. Eagle FM, hello.
Yes, good evening.
Yes.
Is this Ndava?
This is Kaveve Vembruka.
Kaveve Vembruka, Mochavi Mbai.
Nawa Mochavi.
My Muriko Vengura.
Yes.
Yes, it's Andrew. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, it's David Sombe. How are you?
Hey, David Sombe. Yeah, I was wearing David Sombe. David Sombe.
Yes.
This is a new team. Yeah, welcome to the big family.
Thank you. Who am I speaking to?
You are speaking to Uncle Brana.
Oh, Uncle Brana, how are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you, sir?
I'm happy. I'm very happy to speak to the legend.
I'm also happy to speak to the facilitator, new MG.
Yeah. Yes.
I was listening to the radio and I got distracted.
Okay.
So that some good governance structure issues there.
Yeah.
The mining.
Yeah.
So maybe what is burning now currently is the green hydrogen.
Because the conversation for today, we wanted to link, how should the young people participate in the economic development, especially when it comes to communicating with adults. Because we are looking at cultural norms and the impact in economic development. Because when you look those days, Uncle Buana, when there is a problem in the community, either it's economic problem. What will happen is only this thing to say, no, elders are going to sit.
We want to
bring it that way, if I make you understand.
Yeah, in fact, the young ones, the youth, have to participate from the planning stage.
Yes.
To the monitoring and implementation process.
Yes.
They have to be involved in all the, in all the stages and everywhere.
Yeah.
So because number one, young ones are more energetic.
Yeah.
Especially this time around, they are more innovative.
Yes.
This is a technological kind of world.
Yes.
And I was listening to yesterday's presentation.
Yes.
When they were now talking about they were appreciating the young ones.
Yeah.
How they are establishing industry.
Yeah.
In response to this green hydrogen, product.
Mm.
And one of the lecture from NAST and many other presenters, they were now talking about how young ones are crucial.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at that thing, in terms of the whole structure actually of the economy.
Yeah.
So. And I have been engaging in many of these platforms and meetings and things like that.
Mm.
You see, it is the young ones who are presenting the document.
Mm.
Yes.
They are discussing the things. So maybe they need to be just encouraged a little bit.
Yes.
Where we think that they are somehow lagging behind.
Yes.
Maybe because they are discouraged because of the funding.
Yes.
Because of the whatever. But if they can just organize themselves.
Yes.
And maybe they also need some leadership because I think they lack the leadership there.
Yeah.
Somebody who can really organize and really lead them to, you know, to prosperity. No, I wanted to use something else. But I think it's important to use the structure.
Yeah.
So the cultural structure, the family structure, the religious structure that have been there.
Yeah.
So maybe we just need to go back and see how we can have some kind of dialogues.
Yes.
And also, because remember, they are also talking about generational wealth.
Yes.
So that maybe we need to use this. One of the lectures yesterday, the presenter was using this backwards languages.
Yeah, yeah.
So we go back a little bit and see how do we close that gap between the elders and the young ones now.
I want to ask you, in your view, do you really think most of the elders, especially in different industries, are willing to give opportunities to the young one to sit on the table? I'm asking this question because
are the young ones really ready? But the young
how should I be ready if you guys are not allowing to enter the room?
No, listen.
Yes.
Remember, in many other countries,
yes,
people are talking still because the crisis there is the skills. Decisions now.
Okay.
The knowledge gap. Because they are even talking about increasing, even in China or many other countries where the population is so, you know, huge.
Mm.
And they are saying that no, retirement age should go to 65 there. So for us, we are saying if the young ones are ready and they are prepared, we don't want the leadership in the hands of the young ones who will be messing up.
Yeah.
Remember, the young ones who are given this responsibility to manage the fishing sector. And you know how they mess up. So that will tell you that they might be ready in terms of academic progression.
Yeah.
But are they ready in terms of maturity? Or just to hold on the leadership roles?
Okay.
So these are some ethical things that we need to do. Of course, the elders must be willing, and they have to be willing because they will be depending on the young ones anyway. So what we can see, that transition that you're talking about needs to be guided properly.
Yeah.
You're not talking about guided democracy. Even democracy must be guided properly so that you see whether people are adhering to those democratic values or not.
Okay.
It's not ethical. So let me end up here, man, please. That is your option. You are talking about transition.
Okay. Next time
we'll talk more because I know David Shobe and
Kave Zimbruga.
Kave, yeah, I know one of my students used to be Kave. That is a lawyer now, it's a Baltic lawyer.
Okay.
So thank you very much. God bless you, people.
Thank you very much, Uncle Bona. Thank you for your contribution. Have a blessed night.
Thank you very much. God bless.
Don't forget to do call in and share your contributions. Of course, our studio line is 083-288-8401. That is 083-288-8401.
But Kave, when you look at the contribution of Uncle Bana, he's making a lot of sense.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, he's making a lot it's of true. Sense. And talking about but I've heard that question before. Are the young people ready? But what age should show that I'm ready to do something? Can you please give me an opportunity to make mistake? So I can learn from them.
You know, because I don't think being ready has to do with age.
Yeah.
I think it has to do a lot with commitment and how able you are to step up for the job that's at hand.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to walk in, I mean, people are making a lot of noise about how the youth is not being granted these opportunities and this and that.
Yeah.
But then what is the youth really doing to make sure that they are engaged in these opportunities?
Yeah.
Like, are we knocking on this on the right doors, first of all?
Yeah.
Are you putting yourself in a position to be seen by these big corporates to incorporate you in their plans and in their management ideas? Like, are we really stepping up? Are we stepping up to the pedestal that's presented before us?
Yeah, indeed. No, you know, it's a very difficult conversation because you are dealing with people that are born in completely different generations.
Yeah.
People who have different experience of life, and also people who have encountered life differently. And when we come back to our conversations of culture and then the traditional norms, you start to believe that when you lose an argument or when you realize that somebody has the capacity better than me. Instead of you agreeing to say, okay, yes, she's very young or he is young, what can I do to assist him or her? Just say, no, go out, you are young. I've been here before. We have been doing this before. But I'm giving you a method which can help you in the next just 20 minutes. But the process that you want to do, you just want to do it because you are...
Yeah.
You are older than me.
Yeah.
But if you look at most of now successful companies in the world, look at Tesla, them, you look at you know, Facebook, most of these companies where their founders are young people.
Especially Facebook.
Yeah. You know, these are young people who were given platforms. These are young people who their talents were recognized. But okay, there's a caller.
Eagle FM, hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Sorry, David, man. I just want to for us to be able to clarify something.
Oh, okay.
I don't understand when people are saying that young people, they messed up in the business sector. Better than so, it's a generation of 1960s. You are still a young person. Why people are just always having statements, scapegoat just to hide themselves?
But
who is the young person? Because as much as I'm checking those people, even 50, even in Chakelulo, even the other, those people are not young. Who should be classified as a young person? Maybe we need to start there.
Because I think
people are also standing up.
Okay, based on Act 3 of 2009, The National Youth Council Act defines young person as somebody from the age of 16 to 35. That is a Namibian context now. There are also some concepts which were brought to say you have an adult youth.
Yeah. You
know? Life is full of firsts. Your first crush and your first date. Your first interview and your first job. Your first car and your first road trip. But there's nothing quite like that first sip of Heineken. Our 5-star credentials ensure that every sip is uniquely balanced for that refreshing first. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further. Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Life is full of firsts. Your first crush and your first date. Your first interview and your first job. Your first car and your first road trip. But there's nothing quite like that first sip of Heineken. Our 5-star credentials ensure that every sip is uniquely balanced for that refreshing first. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Do you have a question you want answered on air? Have a quick comment you want to share with the presenter? Eagle FM's SMS line is now open. Send your questions and thoughts to one.
Yes, welcome back. I'm sorry for the ad. Please call her. you can call us back. Sorry to cut you out. Yeah, Kaveh, let's continue with the conversation. Mm-hmm. We have around 8 minutes. Let's give an opportunity to our caller to contribute to this conversation of how should we bridge this gap and how should we contribute to our economic development, especially when it comes to a young person in Namibia, and also you know, the aspect of our traditional norms, which are mostly championed by elders. And I also need the contribution for people in different industries, especially young people who find themselves at a corner, not because of what you can do, it's because of what you are not allowed to do, not necessarily because you are not able to do it, but because of your age or because of your traditional norms. Mm. Because it's not only about age.
Yeah.
It's about where you come from.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I remember when I was at university, I used to be in a class with one lady who is a Oshiro speaking lady. Mm. I don't know where she, which part of the country she come from, but the tradition is saying, from her perspective, I'm saying what she told me to say. No, yeah. You used to get this money, you know, you get the refunds every year. You know, if you are funded by, you know, the financial institution for students, you get funds. You get around, sometimes you get 21,000, you get 15,000. This lady, every time she got refunds, she does not have money.
Mm.
She has to buy a cow. But yeah, there's a caller on the line. Hello?
Sorry, 1 minute.
Yes, welcome back.
1 minute. Yes. You see, when I was in the lecture,
yes,
yesterday's lecture,
yes,
when they were talking about all the issues of Greek theology,
yes,
and they were also mentioning about the percentage of the skillful personnel,
yes,
the semi-skilled,
yes,
the unskilled.
Mm.
And all those labor,
yeah,
and even in the sectors like construction sector, agriculture, many all the sectors actually of the economy.
Yes.
And then they were now talking about how that the job, about 30,000 job will be sustained.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? End of what is it? 2030.
Yeah.
I think it's 2030, if I'm not mistaken, I revisit my thing.
Okay.
And they were saying that $177 billion will be added to the economy every year.
Okay.
My brothers, what we need to do, I just want to encourage the young ones and motivate them somehow.
Yeah.
Just to inspire them, you know.
Yes, yes.
That yes, they really need to, because there will be nobody here who will be stranded to get a job.
Okay.
Even if you are to drink or tobacco today and whatever, and then you get drunk.
Yes.
So they work, they sweat to remove that thing. Toxic.
By 20.
So that means now, if that is the case, and even not only at micro level, the household level, all these things, we need to sometimes see, because those are statistics, research and the
research based.
Representative statistics.
Oh, I hear you, I hear you.
Yeah, thank you very much. So please, these are the opportunity for the young ones. It is not for elders. If you want me to tell you the age of those people when they started occupying those leadership position in managerial position.
Yeah.
So they were young.
That is true. But why are we not allowed to get there now?
No, you are still there. That's what I was just telling you, the opportunities that are there.
I hear you now.
Those opportunities. No, the issue is that the people are so demoralized and they are being confused by people who are saying there is no future, the future is blank. Future is not, you know, this future is prosperous, man, to you. Otherwise, these guys, when they come, and then people will be looking for the job, but they'll go for the way. Zimbabwe and where to look for skills and people, the labor. So thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your contribution.
Good.
Kave.
The caller is talking about, of course, the implementation of the Namibia Green Industrialization Agenda, which was discussed at yesterday's event of green hydrogen.
Yeah.
And that just goes to show that, you know, yes, these people are coming here saying, you know, all 102,000 jobs could be created with the implementation of this industrialization agenda. But then we want to link that to how can the young people then, if those jobs are created, like how can we then be at the forefront of engaging within those jobs, you know? How can we be there to say that we are here, we have the skills, we are ready, we are available? How can we not shy away from that? How do we enter that sector? How do we enter that environment as young people?
It's a content-based conversation, because if you have a conversation which is based on research, that one is closer to reality. But if it is implemented, that one is closer to reality, and it's something that you can align. Because, you know, if you look at you know, I'm also start to think, like, you know, if you look at the industry, or if you look at the green hydrogen program, for example, the people who are leading this are young people.
Yeah.
NUPE is not I don't know his age, but he's a young person. Mm. When you look at the spokesperson, when you look at the team, these are young people. But in my mind, I'm also thinking that most of the people who are also come to undermine this the progress of this industry, maybe they are looking at people who are running the show.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I see that.
It could be also, you know, motivated by Kasha because, you know, I don't know how many times these are just young boys.
Yeah.
These are just young boys we have been around.
Mm.
But can you really give people a chance to give us bread?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that is a question that we need to ask. Call us. We have a few minutes. You can engage us. We are talking about economic development. We are talking about reflecting on our traditional norms.
Mm.
Yes, caller. Hello.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, me. I'm not in agreement with you. I don't agree that those guys.
You are entitled to. Everyone is entitled to his or her own opinion, which is good.
Those guys are not young man. Those guys are old. Those guys are in their. If they are.
Who is not young?
Even Mube, those guys, they are in their 49 and 50. They are not young people.
But
young people are just using terminology so that you guys, so that they can be able to lure you.
But then what you say?
People are not those people of your age. It's every time people are saying Esau. Esau was, you was a unionist during apartheid. How can a person who was a unionist during apartheid be called a youth?
But don't you say they are young compared to our current national leaders?
I think City was at Polytechnic 1999. Just imagine, even Amar 2000.
But are they young or they are adult youth?
Those people, they are not young. They are not even. I don't call them adult. Old.
Okay.
Yeah. Because you cannot have two terminologies. There is no way you can be an adult youth. That's corruption.
You can also be young in mind. Okay, thank you. We have one minute to conclude. Kaveh, your final words. What's up?
At the end of the day, I mean, we see that there is a gap. I mean, we have to link our youth to the elders in order to have a successful growing economy.
Yeah.
Everybody is needed at this table. Everybody is needed to be a part of this cake. We all need a slice from this cake.
Yeah.
And in order for our economy to grow, at the end of the day, we are all going to have to engage in these conversations, no matter how uncomfortable they may seem, no matter how they may be perceived because of where we come from, because of our cultural backgrounds. At the end of the day, you have to step up as a young person and have these engagements. And when the young do step up, they all then have to, you know, take the time to see what the young people are saying and see how they can therefore include them and engage them more on this topic.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much to our listeners. And everyone must enter the conversation. Everyone must engage in the conversation. And whether you are, which side of the table you are from, you must be willing to listen. Because when a topic is brought, not only to benefit a certain generation, but we need to look at what is that need to be done and how can we assist in that regard. Because my final contribution is only that communication is also necessary and keeping traditional and culture is also necessary because it's how you communicate. Mm. Don't just say because you are right, you can come to your elders and tell them what you want.
Yeah,
because at the end of the day, you are African before you are an international person.
Yeah.
So communication is also necessary. Be diplomatic as possible, but don't back down. Mm. Thank you very much. Have a blessed evening to our listeners. Till next time.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Ipura nengeno wapombwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukurile. Oshafafa na nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi todaya njuka okukwetira oipindi konu kondadoi nawa. nune udo o tukwetira o special ngeta shake ngeshefa o marudi dayo loka opone ujendi fenawa nokumona o ijamoiri nawa ninge kwata fanona monika ko Eagle FM onore tatu imwe mbali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile ko berewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Do you have a question you want answered on air? Have a quick comment you want to share with the presenter? Eagle FM's SMS line is now open. Send your questions and thoughts to 1040. That's 1040 for only $1.50.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Ipurane ngeno wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku dite opoye ekukulile. Oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa nune udo otukwetira o special ngeta shake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka opone ujendi fenawa nokumona oijamoiri nawa ninge kwata fanona monika ko Eagle FM onora etatu imwe mbali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile ko berewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer.
Do you have a question you want answered on air? Have a quick comment you want to share with the presenter? Eagle FM's SMS line is now open. Send your questions and thoughts to 1040. That's 1040 for only $1.50.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Ipurane ngeno wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku dite opoye ekukulile. Oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ngeta shake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ujendi fenawa nokumona oijamoiri nawa. Ninge kwata fanona monika ko Eagle FM onore tatu imwe mbali heali nola natu. Heali bali no heali ile ko berewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.